to get to the farm, like most other people. Then they kept ramping up the stuff. Well, I mean, you know, I got three kids and work and reserves, and so.
So David's one of our slacks.
So in 2014, they were going to add, in 2015, January 2015, they were going to add four more classes to finish. But if you finish in 2014, they would certify you. So I like forced myself that fall to take a bunch of classes. I went to two of the fire colleges just so it'd be done before they added four more classes in the pyramid at home. So, I mean, you know, and I mean, kind of dedicated guy, but it took me that long, you know. So that's 18 years it took me to get all the classes.
Well, here's some of the training requirements that we're supposed to meet. We're supposed to be EMTB, and which is emergency medical technician basic, and firefighter 1 and 2, which is that list of classes that you've got there. To be a firefighter 1 and 2, we meet every Monday night for 3 hours, from 7 to 10. To be a firefighter 1 and 2, it takes 376 hours to be a firefighter 1 and 2. If you go every Monday night, it will take 2.5 years to be trained. We are fortunate, depending on how you look at it, that we have an instructor on the department, which is me. And so we can set up the classes anytime I want, but you can't teach every single Monday night. There are other things that the department has to do and work on and everything, plus those Monday nights that we're out of the fire or running, you don't have that kind of training available. So it's going to take longer than 2.5 years at the shortest possible time before somebody is going to be fully certified. You know, you're closer to retirement by the time you get done with the training. And that's not with the extra 20 hours it takes to be trained or certified to drive fire vehicle. So that'll be on top of that. EMT is 300 plus hours. And I'm not certified to teach that. That means that the personnel will have to go up to Cape Fear or to some other institution, or to take a part-time or a part online course, computer course, to complete their EMT training. And it's not, they're not offered constantly. So it may take years to get through an EMT training session. So between the two of them, you're talking, you know, probably 5 or 6 years before you've got a fully certified, you may be fully trained within 2 years, but to be a fully certified firefighter, you may be looking at possibly 6 years of effort. And then you throw in kids' baseball games and birthdays and sick and stuff like that, it's gonna be tough. Say I'm teaching a course. The course is 5 nights in a row. You have to attend 70 or 80%, depending on the class, of the sessions. If for some reason they miss that day, then the rest of the nights are like they never showed up, so they have to repeat the whole course again. So, and then, like what happened to David, then they come out with new rules every couple of years, and there's more courses that you've got to take. 2 years ago, they gave us 3 more courses for a total of 36 hours in emergency self-rescue and day aids. So it's a constant changing problem. It's the same thing the police department has, and it's the same thing public works have. They have a certain number of people that they have to get certified in all kinds of different things that they end up where you normally go. Myrtle Beach to for your classes and stuff?
Morehead City, Morganton, Raleigh.
So, I mean, it's not a Cure Beach problem. It's every municipality. Everybody's got to have additional behind their name. And that's our problem. Go to the supposed answers that I got.
One question. Yeah. If you go to full-time firefighters, you advertise for the aging now that live in Cary Beach, it says in a few years. Is that 2 years or 5 years or?
That depends on the individual because we don't know. We know when people are eligible to retire. But just because they're eligible doesn't mean that they're going to retire on the first eligible day.
Okay, so if you don't have an age limit or anything like
that? Yeah, I mean, here, there's an age limit.
Well, so we have a lot of experienced older firefighters that would never put on a Skyer back and go in. But they can still do very valuable stuff on the scene. They can pump the truck. They can watch for safety issues and point them out to the younger guys that are going in. I'm still sort of on that side where I go in. They can pull hose. They can direct traffic. So we see anyone that wants to continue to participate as very valuable because we can use them on the scene. Just because they can't put on an air pack and go in, they can still be a volunteer firefighter. There are a number of people in the department, so in the volunteer world, if you do 20 years in North Carolina and you pay in, which our department pays in, and you turn 55, you can start collecting a small retirement, so $187 a month, I think. I don't even know, but it's something around that. It's under $200 a month, right? We have a number of people in our department that are still active with the department that are collecting from the retirement fund. And they're great, so if they show up like Gilbert, I will never go into a burning building with Gilbert, ever. But I would be glad for him to be pumping the truck for me. And I was on the other end of the hose. And Carolina Beach is the same way. They have some senior guys that will never put on an air pack again, but if there's a big fire, they're glad they're there because they can run the truck, they can drive another truck, they can go get water, they can do all kinds of stuff. When we had the big Ocean Dunes fire, people that had been retired earlier, Punky Curie was at that fire and did stuff at that fire, and we were happy he was there. Half of Sonny's guys were at that fire doing stuff. They weren't firemen, they were, and a number of police officers were there, including, you know, Wilmington Fire Department and Carolina Beach.
Well,
and
we're not sure that police officer didn't start the company.
Well, and that's the other thing Craig brought up about the response to fire. That fire specifically, you know, was it like 2:30 in the morning? I drove down there and there were two Cary Beach police officers knocking on people's doors with me before any fireman showed up. They were happy to see me and I was happy to see them, and there were flames everywhere. And we got everyone out because the PD did respond. OSHA and all those guys can say whatever they want, but people in the house, we get them out, right? And in fact, the police officer was the one that recognized there was someone in the building that we couldn't get out through the front door and got us, as soon as we got there, to get a ladder up to get her off her back deck. Because they were knocking, but, you know, they saw the fire, they called it in, and then they started getting people out.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I was just trying to get an idea of when we would no longer have fighting firemen from the town available at all.
With a volunteer, you don't really know. I mean, we could have a volunteer that gets a job in Raw,
right,
and boom, he's gone.
Right.
We could have a volunteer that has a job change from nighttime, where now he's got two jobs, and he just doesn't have the time to do it. It's really tough. If it wasn't for our lifeguard program, we'd be a significantly smaller department.
Volunteers only respond by 28% of the fire further calls. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's what the thing said.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's not a significant.
So a couple of volunteers show up at almost every call, every fire call. It's just different ones, right?
Yeah, okay.
So the issue is with a lot of volunteers on the roster. Like me, I never show up during the week. Today I would because I'm in Cary Beach, but any other day of the week or if I'm traveling, I don't show up. So I probably miss over half of our calls, not because I'm not dedicated, because I'm in, you know, at Corning in Wilmington, or I'm on the road, right? And there's a number of other volunteers. Ian Smith, our newest guy, he works at Corning with me. He lives in Cary Beach, and I recruited him. He's a younger guy, which is nice. But when he's at work, we're not we don't drive all the way down from the other side.
There's no requirement for an employer to allow you to go. There's no requirement. Mm-hmm. So if you get an employer that says no, you're not going to be a volunteer on my time.
But then on the night calls, him and I both show up to a lot of night calls. So we help during the night.
Right.
And on the weekends, if we're not both surfing.
But here's the options that the fire administration put together. Option one is for 8 additional full-time people for about $353,000. That puts us in compliance with all minimum standards and has 4 full-time firefighters on duty at all times. And then volunteers would supplement the additional call volume. As they say, there's no negatives to that option other than cost.
And you're talking about a total of 14 full-time firemen?
14,
because we only have 5 now.
Right.
Carolina Beach has 10.
Yeah, well, like I said,
this
is the best of all worlds.
Okay.
With option one. Option two is
okay,
6.
Because when you say, well, this is how Wrightsville Beach operates, Wrightsville Beach also has about 4 times as many residents as we have. And all that business district.
No, they're about the same.
Their tax base
is a lot bigger.
It's huge. And option 2 is 6 additional full-time people with 2 part-time people. And this is estimated to cost $330,000. This is, again, puts us in compliance, and it's how Carolina Beach is operating, with a combination of full-time people, part-time people, and volunteers.
2 people is only $20,000 equal? Mm-hmm.
The 2 part-time people.
Okay.
Part-time.
And how many volunteers do you guys have, John?
It's about 20 open house, 3 volunteers.
Okay.
And we've got more than that.
Yeah, we have 26. I think theirs are a little younger and a little more active than ours. If you look at the average age of their volunteers, it's not ours.
But they not necessarily, we're going through the same growing pains, really, all I think part of it's got to do with management. But.
Are you a volunteer for Cary Beach?
I am not. I do carry my gear around on purpose in my truck every single day because I'm in Cary Beach all day.
If it's anywhere near where John is, John's there.
Yeah.
That's just because I really enjoy it, though.
and because for any real fire, we call mutual aid. He's allowed to respond and work as soon as he gets here, and he's covered by Carolina Beach Fire, so we're good with that.
We normally tell John to go sit in his truck.
No.
I'll show up and drove Cary Beach Fire Truck before. Just,
That's right.
Thank you.
You guys be buddies?
Option 3 is 4 full-time people for 176.4, and that is estimated to get us reasonably close to full-time compliance, and supplement volunteers, and then utilize the volunteers more to reduce the cost of Cary Beach. And then option.
What do you mean to how would you reduce cost for Cary Beach?
If we can continue to get a program that will increase the ability to train them to full level, then we won't have to worry about who shows up being able to do certain things. Everybody will be able to do the whole thing, and they'll be volunteers rather than full-time paid. Option 4 is 2 additional people with 3 additional part-time people for 153.7. Also, we include volunteer incentives to not that easy to get a firefighter trained quickly.
I thought I saw Harold and Ed both in here when we had meetings talking about the workman's comp and the difference between part-time people and part-time workers and the rest of them. And I understood them to say they would not want a part-timer to risk his life actually going into a fire because of the whole workman's comp issue.
That's just my personal opinion, but that's kind of disingenuous because you've got volunteers that are risking their lives for a lot less than a part-timer.
I thought it was the other way around.
Well, see, it depends on the amount of how much is paid to a part-time. See, a lot of the people, we get into the area we are now, it's like some of the people that are kind of volunteers, but in certain cases, almost acting like a part-time person.
Yeah.
You get into a very small amount of compensation that they're paid for on an annual basis that would be used to determine the amount of their workers' comp.
Yeah.
Well, if they're working full-time somewhere else, No,
that's the problem. Yeah. If they're volunteering,
that's why I want to switch across.
Right, yeah, exactly right.
So that if they're a volunteer, they should potentially get more.
It's still not a huge amount of money. It's just
well, we're talking worse comp, so it's not good anyway. So, just gotta get more, that still sucks.
So I would think having the part-timers would,
having certified part-timers, obviously cost-wise, is going to be cheaper to the town than having certified full-timers.
Yeah. So Ed's just presenting all the potential options he considered, not saying he recommends it.
Yeah, he's going.
Because he doesn't. I think you're right. They just put all the options in. Yeah, that's not the one they're recommending. They're just making sure that they've done their part of showing council all the potential ways to solve their problem. But I don't think they either one of them recommend.
I think when they submitted this recommendation.
That's right, exactly right.
Option six, they consider to do nothing, which would mean that we'd have to change our standard operating procedures to reflect the current situation and possibly put more homes and lives at risk because of having to possibly wait for the next responding department, which would be Caroline Beach, and possibly eliminate us doing medical responses if we didn't have enough people to respond to the medical calls that were trained to the level. And as David said, that's going to impact our ISO rating definitely next time we get checked. Okay. This is in Ed and Harold's minds, this is what they're offering as the best solution that they're calling for. That option three and four, or some type of combination of the best possible solutions, gives the greatest number of trained manpower that's needed at the lowest possible cost, getting as close to compliance as possible, and by continuing to do that and plus push training for the volunteers that gives them with incentive programs.
The way the budget is initial request for the department was option three.
Does that mean you're asking for four this year, mm-hmm. and next year you will ask for two more? Mm-hmm. Because four is, three and four are their best solutions. I'm wondering if
there's only...
No, what he's saying is option three is something they could work with, option four is something they could work with, or some combination that we would possibly...
In all honesty, one's 176, the other's 172.
Right.
Yeah.
And option three, like I said, that's what's reflected in their budget request right now is option three.
Is 176.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I think Ed was saying that's why he's going to school. I talked about it. I said, you need to at least signal what you think is going to happen. Right now he thinks this will get them for a while. assuming no changes by any of the legislature or regulatory agencies, right? So he feels this puts him in compliance, gets him out of the issue that Arlen is signaling we have with how we pay volunteer versus part-timers, because we have one volunteer who's volunteered so much he's a part-timer in Arlen's view, which is the concern.
Maybe more than one.
Okay, more than one. I know one for sure, right? So, and so this is where he's saying how long he thinks it goes, right?
And based on all those regulations there, the investigation that Ed and Harold have done, as long as there's no changes, I can't imagine the government not changing anything, but as long as there's no changes in requirements, they feel that given option 4 or 5, that we should be able to keep the status quo for quite some time.
Has anybody ever done a study, especially the last 3 to 5 years, on consolidating the Curie Beach and Carolina Beach fire departments into one fire department, what the cost would be, what the pros and cons would be? So just saying, guys, I don't know, we don't want to consolidate the Carolina Beach.
Actually showing
data and statistics as to
why. Not that I'm aware of. Are you, John?
No, I tell you, the board of directors of the Curie Volunteer Fire Department will be yes and against that.
I'm
just telling you.
No, that's fine. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of people would be at both towns. But
hopefully everyone in Curie Beach has a brain with you.
It would be really, really good if we could see some data as to what the cost would be, what the pros would be, what the cons would be, what the repercussions would be. So we could say we will never support this because, you know, it wouldn't be. And this is why.
Well, historically, not with the fire department, but in the past, Curie Beach has run into this two other occasions. One with Public Works and the other with Police Department.
And I can see what we can do with those two.
But
it would be nice to see some data as to why.
And it didn't work with either one.
What do you mean it didn't? You showed that economically and
everything
else.
Public Works, there was, I forget, in the 50s or 60s, there was a investigation to see whether a private garbage hauler.
That was 50 years ago.
No,
and
no,
our,
no.
He said 50s or 60s.
Oh,
what
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
50s
and
60s.
And,
but our guys, I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges there. They don't begin to do what our guys do, probably with at least twice as many men. That, you know, that can show right off the top of your head.
You know,
we're talking about people who have the same qualifications, the same training, do the same job, you know.
My particular thought about that would be that you can always show, I can play that tune in two notes. You could come up with some savings, but I think you lose control, you lose responsiveness, and you totally lose control of cost as
well,
you depend on somebody
that
else to tell you this is what it's going to cost you next year.
Well, that's why I'd like to see the pros and cons. I don't have any data or statistics to prove that.
Well, I would think it would be a short-term solution, and you just lose too many choices.
But that's just it. We think.
Okay, I think it's a fair question.
Either way.
So I think it's a fair question. I think the first person to start with, Emily, is for you to start with the chief and assistant chief. And then if you want more data after that, I'll be glad to talk to you separately. I think. And I have a pretty strong feeling about it, I gotta say, right? But some just anecdotal things. Look at how the Curie Beach Fire, and this is no disrespect for Carolina Beach, John, so I know you're on the department, and they're a good department. I work well with them. I like their chief. I work well with them in fire scenes and hurricanes, and so this is not disrespect to the Carolina Beach Fire Department at all. But a couple of examples. look at starting with building, fire department, and spaces. Kirby's fire department has taken one view, the volunteer organization, of building all the buildings in town until the one we're considering for 2018. Control the cost to the budgets that we've set. A year and a half ago, Carolina Beach Fire Department started a fire department building and were at least 60% over the budget. Example number one. Example number two, if you look at how we have managed hurricanes between local control of all of our emergency services and public works working together with volunteer firemen side by side with public works digging out the stuff to get the town back after Fran, and contrast that with how Carolina Beach operated between their fire department and public works department on the same issue. So then look at the firemen knowing the populace of Curie Beach. So when we go on a fire scene in Curie Beach, even the paid guys, instead of swapping around between the two stations if you join them, those firemen know every hydrant, they know the people, sometimes they know their neighbors. When they show up on the scene and work with our police department, it's not like we're just showing up like in Wilmington where they don't know anybody at all. Typically, one of the firemen at the scene knows a couple of the neighbors, and that makes a huge difference, right? So is there a potential money saving? Sure, if you go from two chiefs to one chief, there's a potential money saving. But you will see a step change in service. And again, I'm not saying that because I've been a fireman for 20 years. I'm saying that because I believe that's the truth. And if you want more information, I'll start with the chief and assistant chief. And then, you know, I will talk to the other department heads as well about how they think that would work. Because if it was a combined department, who is going to have the biggest impact? Carolina Beach with five times the money, or Curie Beach on what that department responds to and how they operate. We become a neighborhood if that happens.
Also, there's one other point to make while you're thinking.
Okay.
Is let me throw up water and sewage as an example.
I'm not talking about water.
No, I'm talking about there. We don't have complete control of our costs.
Yes, but that belongs to Carolina Beach.
No, it doesn't. No, it
does. The sewer thing does not. That's right. We've got the MOU.
We have 25% of it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just
okay.
An example
okay.
Of what you surrender.
Okay. I don't have a feeling one way or the other, guys. Okay. When you talk about we have looked at all the options, I believe there are other options we have not looked at. That doesn't mean they're right or wrong.
Okay, that's fair.
You can come up with, wow, the savings financially would be tremendous, but the savings are not, that's only one of many things you would look at, okay? You would look at all the things that you're talking about. I don't know how to do a study like that.
No, that's fair. I think it's a fair point.
I'm not trained in that. I just think that's an option, and everything else we're talking about on these focus things, we'll be looking at different options, and some of those options we absolutely cannot do.
It's one of the public services that a municipality offers to their people. To me, it would be no difference than seeing whether Waste Tech would want to take over garbage pickup for us. And we would have a contract with Waste Tech. I can guarantee you that it would be one heck of a deal.
Well, I thought we had already
looked
at that.
Yeah.
And
we discarded.
I don't think this is something we've ever looked at since the 50s.
No, we didn't look at it in the 50s
no.
Either.
The fire department has never been looked at.
Right. And so what I'm telling you is I hear that as counsel, you can go back and tell the chief and the assistant, we should discuss it because counsel needs to do it, it's not you. But I can also tell you that the board of directors for the volunteer fire department and one commissioner on council would say that I don't care what the study says, we're not joining the fire departments.
Well, if you don't want to study it,
but I'm one commissioner. If three commissioners say we should study that, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm just telling you my position, right? The reason Ed did not consider that as an option is because the chief, my dad, told him that's not an option. If council says it's an option to consider, that's what our job is. But I'm telling you that I'm never going to consider it, and I don't want to waste this time considering it. If three of you guys do, then I think you should say that and direct him to go back and look at it. That's part of the budget process. It's about making decisions. You know, if, and I would say I'm trying to convince you that it's not an option, but I will not be upset if you say it is. And I'll stay on the fire department if they ever join until I get too old to do it because I love the fire department. And I'll just probably blow off some of the calls if they're at the north end. But I'd still go.
Well, if the fire department came by, then what would be the next logical step? Would be to combine the lines of the law enforcement as well.
Yeah, and one would just combine Curry and Crown Beach. That's not going to happen until I die.
Well, if the bottom line is control, once you do that, whether it's fire or whether it's outsourcing garbage, you have control.
Or in.
And we have a history of taking care of our residents.
Yes.
That's a level of service that you won't have.
Consensus. Okay. So we have consensus that this is not an option. And I'm not saying it's an option. This is something where we will not study as to whether or not it could be an option. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for leading that discussion. It's an important discussion.
Fair enough.
I'm going to have a lot of other things.
Yeah, you can carry in the police unit. Yeah, you can. They do training. I mean, so they're training online to upgrade their skills.
They're generally very good of some sort. Yeah.
I'm not saying they're 100% great, by the way. So I wouldn't say that, right? So you can walk over there, just like sometimes you can walk in Dennis's office and like, what are you guys doing? But they're taking over fire inspections from John. If there's other things the town think are fire department appropriate, I'm sure that the assistant chief and chief would be open to that. So I think the issue is, as council, we have to make sure we're compliant with all the requirements, and the requirements continue to get tougher. If you look in the county, we're the most exposed right in our county. Not in the region, because I think Pender and Brunswick are more exposed, but definitely in New Hanover County, we are hanging out the most right now. We've put it off longer than any of those other departments. But eventually, you have a good finance officer that's telling us, hey, you're not totally in compliance, you're in a gray area. Whenever finance guys say you're in a gray area, that's not a good thing, right? You have a town clerk that's shaking her head, so she's feeling a little uncomfortable. You have an assistant chief that's gone to the training that my dad didn't. I mean, he's been a chief for a long time, but he's not really into the training and the details. That's not a, if you got a fire to put out, he's the guy you want. But if you want to know all the nuts and bolts requirements, that's not really a strength. And that's why I think Ed is a great compliment to him, because he's diving into the, hey, teach me. Like Jim said, the trade he's going to, that's a huge upgrade for our department on all the requirements. I mean, it just is, right? And, you know, he's highlighting, hey, you know, we've got to do something, right? And the chief's supporting by telling him to take this to council, right? Because in the past, the chief may have said, we're fine, but he's not doing that. He's saying, if you say that's the right thing, take it to council, and that's what they're doing. So they're doing the right things.
I'm not sure you can look at it as what they're doing all day. I mean, the police don't have a crime every second that they're on duty.
I don't think
our department is your insurance. And with our population being 55% age 50 years and older, and the expectation of more older people retiring in this, you kind of have to decide, is that a valuable service to the citizens to have trained EMTs on staff?
There is one other thing. I think Carolina Beach equipment is incredibly more expensive. They have to hit six stories or more. That pump where you stand on top of when you're fighting a fire, John, that's pretty expensive. Yeah. Right? So they would definitely probably lower their costs.
I thought that issue was over.
Oh, you're right, it is. I'm sorry.
All right,
go ahead. I shouldn't go back to the restroom.
Are there any other questions?
No.
I'm glad to keep discussing it if you want to, Craig.
Can we take a restroom break?
Oh, Craig.
No, so why just
sorry, I'm going a little off.
Part of the summer, you know, is the year we're in now, that'll probably this budget right here, so. So in a way, yes.
So one question for Ed, because I don't know if Jim would know. Can you just look at, and it applies to this year and next year, when we start enforcing the tent stuff? Because last year we started that earlier than we budgeted. And I think we fixed it in this budget. I'm assuming next year's budget you fix it as well. But
well, sure. And I still have that as a potential open item. Because at one point, Ed mentioned to me that about somewhere around $1,800
right.
for that. And I'm not 100% sure whether that's built into this right here.
Can you just ask him the question? Because council, you know, we got a bunch of junk about it last year, so we want to make sure we're ready for it this year. The problem is people start putting their tents earlier than he plans for, no matter what we plan for, probably, but we just need to know, because some of the citizens got really wrapped up about that one.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Well, I guess the biggest issue I had was the one that was 200 square feet. I didn't even know it was not allowed on the beach at all, and the guy didn't have a permit, so, and it sat there for a whole month. So he's coming back this year, so I'll watch for him.
So if anything, there could go up, you know, $2,000 or
something.
All right, so I guess that moves us on to John.
But it's almost the same to the dollar.
What number?
It's on page 7. Thank you. Budget's almost the same, $2. The main reason for that is I just decreased the building maintenance. I was actually last year budgeting for a rearrangement of office space last year. Decided not to do it, mainly because I saw us moving in the direction of possibly enlarging our facilities. So I don't really see any need doing that. I'll drop that out. Other than that, there's not really any kind of significant change in the forecast costs from my department.
John, is contracts on all maintenance because people are doing a better job at it?
They are.
Are they? Good.
A lot of these lots that I've been fighting over the years, we're getting built on.
There you go. Okay, there you go. Well, that fixed it, right?
That's
yeah, how it fixed it? Okay.
Like original budget, the percentage change and amended. The 30,000, the amended includes the 30,000 for the architectural service work that was going to be the, you know, so that's why you see some things change between the original approved budget versus the amended budget. So.
Okay. The bulk of that is personnel related costs, including the proposed 2% COLA and the 2% merit, and a small bump that I have for another employee. I have a recycling budget cost in my budget. That's only a general fund. That's actually a big chunk of my budget. We built in a 3% increase. We don't have the numbers yet for that. Their increases are based on gas prices and CPI. So we'll probably know that after this budget is adopted. And also property and liability insurance. We don't have those rates yet, but we built in some. Plus, we had some additional claims this year that we had to pay deductibles, so we built in a little extra for next year. So we don't run quite as tight.
So Arlen, is recycling covering ahead or behind right now, do you think?
I'd say we're about covering, except for the camps on the beach.
Okay.
That we intend, you know, like I saw along said, you know, we're not going to pass that cost along in regard to the actual
recycling fee.
Right.
So what?
We said that in the past 2 years, because but I could figure that out and what that would mean. In the past, it hasn't been a big increase that we would be talking about. I think it was, you know, 25 cents a month or whatever.
Correct.
We'd probably do it, but I'd have to go back and...
Okay.
Our contract is up this year, 2016. I'm not anticipating any major increase, but that is always sitting right there.
And is there a competition in that space, or is it just the one guy?
We have Waste Management. Waste Industries has approached me.
Okay.
I've not really spent any time with it. Waste Management, I think, does an excellent job. We have very few complaints. Everybody's pretty much on the schedule. They're very adaptable with us when we ask them to do things. So
we always tell them that the contract's up and we're going to bid it out. Are we required, I assume, because it's fairly big, right?
I don't know if we're required. I mean, yeah, I don't know if we're required to bid it out, but.
Yeah. I mean, we should at least tell them we'll do it if we don't, right? I mean, although I think we probably should, and then if we think service is that much better, if they're way off, we should be open to the other guys. That's why I was wondering if there was a competition. I mean, especially. Because is it a 3-year contract? Is that the way it works or something?
I think it's a 5-year.
Yeah, if we're going to lock in for another 5 years, we should probably at least do that one, right?
Okay. Well, what the first year is lower.
No, I understand. Yeah, that's why I'm not. Yeah.
That's a big change for the residents. And
I'm just saying we should at least know the impact, right?
Yeah. And it may be potentially a way to get Waste Management to, you know, match. Get a lower bid or
right.
Come closer. But,
But they also work closely with us on a lot of other things, don't they? And can't really put a price on that. But
I'm saying you should weigh it. I mean, if the other guys are half, you should go back to them and say, why are you twice? But if they're even, I agree with Nancy. It is a huge change because you got to change all the carts out, and everyone hates that every time you have to do it, right? Me too. So. But I'm just saying, if it's a 5-year contract, you should at least look at doing it better. I'm not advocating for change at all, right?
Okay.
We should know the impact.
Excuse me, one thing. The way I read this, I just feel a little dense about it. So I'm looking at the amended budget. Is Nancy up or down to her actual budget?
Well, it depends on, are you looking at where we started when the budget was approved versus amended? And what can skew something like this case when you, regarding the amended budget,
she's
down. But again, the reason her budget was, or the primary reason was the $30,000.
Right, so we put in 30K, but
So probably
14.
Right, but probably a better way to look at it in this case anyway is to compare it to the original budget. If you're saying that it's up.
Well, I mean, I looked at my current budget which is 390, 638, but I don't agree with your 385 original, so I don't know. I mean, this was what was in them, so I don't know what I'm looking at. So I showed I was 15,554 off.
Was
this figure here?
Yeah, that's not the original budget.
Okay. So
the current budget.
Yes.
So you're starting with your.
No, I like that he gave us budget. It's kind of nice.
Last year when the budget passed.
It's good to see that most of it didn't change, which is good too, right?
Yes.
No one changed it up for the dark.
I'm okay.
But anyway, that's
what I'm before off board.
Yes. So somewhere in between, I can't remember what, but you know, the largest one budget amendment that affected the mission was that 30,000.
But we have 5,000 for the HVAC.
Right, and another 5,000 for the HVAC. Yeah, so there's a couple things that were reflected.
Okay. How's town hall looks great?
Town hall looks wonderful.
It's got so great.
Since we did really have an itemized budget here. How much did we spend this year on furniture and new appliances?
I don't know the total. I think my total of everything, and we only bought a fridge, the stove was donated to us. I'm thinking 80.
That's probably the chairs and everything too, right?
The chairs, we did everything around.
And the cabinets and the desk and the tables and the how much did all that come out to?
I'd have to go back and look, and I don't really know. I don't even want to throw a guess out.
Can you just take that as an action item?
Right.
Cool.
Thank you.
One other thing that I have, increasing this, and I'll be talking to you about it later today, I'd like council to consider an additional benefit for the employees. It's called an employee assistance program. It's a total of $2,450 for the year for all employees, and it's split between the two budgets, so it's $1,250 in this one. I went ahead and built it in. We can take it out.
It is in?
Yes.
Okay, good. What is the benefit, Nancy? I couldn't hear.
Employee assistance. Program, and I have a slide on that later on.
Okay.
When I go into other things.
So is that recommended by Mac? Is it recommended or required now, right? So I know my company has it, most companies
do. It's not required. I've had it with other employees that I've worked for.
Right.
It's something I've wanted to do for a while. It's basically counseling services,
mm-hmm.
Certified counselors, either by phone or in person, or employee personal,
mm-hmm.
work-related or family-related. They even give referrals for caregiving or childcare mm-hmm. adoption, legal services to help cut the cost of the bill. Those types of things. There's even a program for management if you have a problem employee that you're dealing with, or substance abuse or something like that. There's somebody that you can talk to and get.
And it's confidential, right?
Confidential.
That's
for you. Is that available to the council too?
Probably.
Probably.
I haven't got to that level. So whoever we deem to be an employee.
Is it through the league or through a private company?
It's through a private company. Okay. They've been around since 1987. They got into the contract with a lot of these counties and counties.
Cool.
Okay. Then the administration portion that's in the water fund, that's on page 10. I put that the right numbers in this one already. It is up $5,887. Again, that's personnel related with the COLA and the merit that's built in. We did have a slight decrease in the retiree medical insurance. That's all retirees for the town, all departments are booked.
Is it because less retirees are going down or people are under 65?
And what you'll notice that's kind of strange, I don't know if you notice in the general fund percentage going up.
Right.
But in the water sewer has gone down. Well, part of it is, yeah, it's lower rate than we budgeted last year, first of all. It's also, I guess since we talked about Dennis before, part of what's drives the general fund up is that his benefits, if he were to retire, fire become, move into Nancy's budget on the retiree matter.
Correct.
That broke
yeah.
up. So this is coming down though, primarily just because of the actual rates are being charged. So.
Okay. The rates.
Good. That's amazing.
Well, it is, but because we're in the state retirement system and they finally got a Medicare supplement plan before we were having to pay full active employee rates, so that helped quite a bit. Last year, our rates dropped some.
So does that mean the retirees are going to change again?
No.
Okay.
That's just a care.
Well, they granted it won't come to you guys, but other people will, right? So Ben, Jones,
well, anytime you use the
Frankie
word Medicare,
you're
going to have some.
So will they be under that United plan that that is excellent. Really, really excellent. You can't get a better Medicare plan than that. So it is good.
That's cool.
And then again, the property liability insurance, that's a small increase built in for that.
Okay.
That's all I have for administration.
Cool.
Questions?
Any questions for Water? Okay.
Governing body, which is council.
So we're split as well, okay?
Yes, governing body is split between water fund and general fund.
Just not a 50-50 split
right.
completely because of a couple
right.
of
things. Right, we said something.
So we reduced our costs.
Yes?
I haven't been translating.
Knock yourself out.
But everything is as it appears, so.
nice. Okay.
yes, we have reduced costs. The reasons for that, part of that is we were told, or all of us told, that we won't be charged for any more inland dredging. No.
No, that's always. I think you would change some amounts if you had put any more, like different events.
Well, we didn't
book
anything for $17.50 for inland dredging.
Right.
Yeah. My apologies.
That's right.
And that's only in the general fund. There is $17.50 built in for Carolina Beach inland dredging.
Okay.
There were, last year I had moved things out of my budget for food, for like retreats and budget meetings and so forth, and then forgot and didn't look against your. So I didn't look against mine anyway, so I thought this year it would just make my life easier to leave it in my budget and take it back from yours. We also moved the Christmas show under the contributions. And Armin, are you going to go through those now? Or
I don't know if you want to do that at this point or whatever. We can go through what outside agencies have asked for contributions.
Who will be doing the Christmas show?
Tammy Ebersole. We'll be doing the Christmas show.
The police department's doing that. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, he raised his hand.
Worked
for me.
This is part-time gig, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Can I ask you, when you said inlet dredging, why is that under the council? Why?
It's where we have typically
budgeted. That's a special thing.
So we don't have like a special line item for miscellaneous things or?
Well, this just makes it easier to track for our purposes, I guess. I mean, we have a variety of different, departments, cost centers, whatever you want to call it. So I just didn't think it was necessary to set up a whole separate one just for that.
Right.
So,
it's just
like
a special activity.
Basically, yes.
Because we love Carolina Beach.
No, because we want to make sure we're paying attention to it and make a stop. So by putting in our budget, we hopefully highlight it and we'll push to get some other funding source.
So, but right now with the council budget, at least there is a significant amount that's requests from outside agencies. So I don't know if you want to take a look at that right at this point. I mean, it's
in our budget, right?
It's in. So what I'll do, I'm going to.
Which is
page 20.
Since it's in our budget, can we decide who gets it and who doesn't?
I don't think I gave you this one, actually.
Okay.
It would be page 19 if you did, but I thought maybe it was easier just to look at. The column on the left, the request received for fiscal year 2017, So that's what we received for this year. And I tried to put a lot of history, by too many numbers,
yeah,
but it's what we paid over the last, you know, since 2011. I also included the amount that was requested last year and then what council actually approved. So if we look at, you know, concert series, we typically paid the entire amount that they request, even though last year the bill that they sent was less than what they requested, that was a couple hundred dollars. But the senior center, last year they asked for, you know, $2,500, we gave them two, this year they asked for two. Federal Point Historic Society, they typically ask for three and we would give them one.
Yeah.
This year we didn't get anything from the Help Center.
They're going to come in late.
Yeah, that, which I think happened a year or two ago also.
And they knew better.
The Christmas show, it has been 33, they asked for 3,500, and as Nancy mentioned, that the whole 3,500 right now is not reflected in council budget, it was moved to the Parks and Rec budget. Island of Lights asked for 1,200 this year, last year it was 1,100, we gave them 11. Friends of Fort Fisher, we gave them a couple years ago, 2015. Last year, they got their application in over a month late, so they didn't even qualify to be considered. This year, they made sure they got their dinner time, so they're asking for 2,000. And then the turtles, just even though it's here, for whatever reason, it's been part of John's budget for forever.
Okay, so basically, we haven't made a decision on how much to give any of these people.
No, here's what they asked, and he put it in.
I can't see from there.
That's my great move. That's my great move. That's all. With my glasses on. I put them on, I can't see.
The turtle thing, John, if they don't do it, we'd have to do it.
It's in the budget that you saw from John.
I think they're doing cheaper than we would.
So it really comes down to your decision is the Pleasure Island Chamber, you know, the Senior Center, Historic Society, Island of Lights, Friends of Fort Fisher.
Yeah.
I mean, we benefit from every one of these things, but.
Right.
Well, and if you eliminate it all, then drastically change any of the math. I think it's good if our theory reach to be supported. I'm kind of bummed out the Help Center missed the deadline I think just like we did with the Friends of Fort Fisher, when they blow the deadline off, we should make them come and whine for it instead of putting it in our budget and fixing their problem, right? Because Did we end up like adding in the Friends of Fort Fisher? You showed actual zeros, so we just left them out.
Yeah, I mean they were well after the first budget workshop, and I think we just made that decision. I initially told them that he missed the deadline, and I think I even mentioned the council.
But didn't we give them special money because they're big?
That was an act for 2015.
Okay.
I think they had asked that year for 5,000. We gave them two.
Okay.
For the 150.
And so they figured out the system and came and asked for money this year.
Is that the first time we gave them money in 2015?
Yeah, I don't know if they were in existence before. I'm not even sure.
That's the first time they've ever asked anybody for money because
of
the
thing.
Yeah, but the friends
was
originally
so long ago. They need it, yes, exactly. Right. Especially since we've been wanting to acquire employees.
So, I hate to do this in council, please come in as dumb or staff, right? So, for me, the two that are like service organizations to people in need as opposed to cool historic things and pretty lights and stuff like that are the Senior Center and the Help Center. And I hate to treat any of these specially, but I really would like us to reach out to the Help Center because it's dumb that they missed the request window, but if I was going to prioritize these just from my standpoint, not from anybody else's, those are the two that we should be supporting because they help people in need. Other ones are pretty stuff or business stuff, right? So the Chamber of Commerce is business, and the help center to me is like helping people that are hungry.
Yes, they have helped us this year with issues and my, not officers, but it's issues we've dealt with. But
yeah, and so, I mean, I hate treating any of special, but I think we should say, hey, dummies, you need to ask for this in the budget, personally. You know, they missed our deadline, and that, you know, I like Arlen's view of we should treat people with deadlines, but this is one that is, like, really helping people in need.
Okay, let me.
And Chambers Recreation.
Let me weigh in on this. Yeah, the Chambers putting on the concerts that are all advertised as our concerts.
Okay.
And we pay for the big majority of it. I had no idea they had all the sponsorships they have until recently. I see that as a big part of Cary Beach.
And let me just put that also, that's always, the last few years has been part of our TDA.
Yeah,
because we are providing that for tourists and all. The Christmas show is really, we kind of adopted it. It's our Christmas show. I have enough lights. What do they do for us? I mean, are they this year on New Year's Eve,
right?
Yeah. And we don't have to provide anything for that, right? Because they're paying for
all police and fire. We do police and fire.
Okay, so their little shindig is really costing us money.
That's pretty inexpensive, though.
Yeah, for $200 and the staff, but me.
See? The Friends of Fort Fisher. You know, I kind of do like this Sunny Point. We're providing police and fire for them down there. Granted, they don't have a lot of fires. We do police their little rocks area and everything. I don't see where we need to be providing them.
Well, the Friends of Fort Fisher is not Fort Fisher Rec Center. I mean,
no.
It's not Fort Fisher the museum. They're different. They are different.
Because it was the 150th that was put on for the fort, and that's where our money went originally.
It's the,
and they're asking for that, so instead of the money going to state government, it goes to activities there at the fort.
I agree with that.
Enough money from the state.
I wasn't advocating for dropping any of them. I was advocating for we reach out separately to the health center and say, hey, dummies, you missed the deadline. That's what I was trying to bring up.
Well, I was looking at decreasing certain requests and maybe doing more than that.
I think today, at a high level, we leave them where we are until we get through the end, because decrease all these zeros is not going to fix the issue, right? It helps us get there a little bit.
Federal Point is asking for three times as much as they got last year. I don't know.
Historical Society is asking for 3,000, which is kind of what they ask for every year.
Yeah, maybe less every year. Yeah, they probably ask the same every year.
Yeah, they do.
And then they'll take what they get, just like all these guys.
So I don't know if we can make some decisions on which ones yes and no, and so Arlen has some money to work with that could go toward the help center.
Well, first, we don't know what the help center is asking for, but I'm just asking council if we're okay with personally contacting them to extend the deadline, which is not what we've done before, and staff shouldn't do that without us saying they should do it. That's what I'm asking.
You mean calling them and saying we misplaced their request, would they please send it back?
Or did you guys realize that you missed the deadline in our budget process? Do you want to get an application in the next 2 days so I can include it?
Or did you send it to us and we didn't get it?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. However you do it, I don't think staff should do that, but I think for me personally, if we're looking at who we're going to support, this is one that I think I would advocate we support more than some of the other ones, just because it's real dollars going to really needy people in our community, as opposed to pretty lights or concerts or anything else.
Okay. So you don't want to make any final decision until we hear from them.
I personally don't. So what do you want to do? You want to take a 1,000 from Fisher and give it to the health center?
Well, David wants to wait and see what they request.
That's just what I'm saying. We ask. Are the other people asking or not?
My opinion is
they're going to ask for something similar. Last year they asked for 1,200.
Right.
My guess is that they're going to ask for something in that range. So it's, to me, when you look at this, it's, you know, are you thinking of, I don't want to tell you what to reduce, it's your decision, but there's two up there that you know, in particular, this Historic Society and Friends of Fort Fisher, that become two main ones, I guess,
right,
to make a decision on. Or to,
yeah, and I'm fine with that too, Council. We'll just say we're gonna pick them without their mask, and I'm fine with that. But I think they should be in our budget. That's what I'm saying. So you're exactly right. You got to be to the right answer. I appreciate that. But I think as the council, we should support the health center regardless of them asking. But we should also tell them, hey, get it in, because next year we might forget you. But all I'm showing this kind of highlights to me that I think we should support them. Whether we drop other people or not to do it, I just think they're doing really good stuff. I'm not affiliated with them at all. I don't volunteer with them or anything, but I just know that the people they've helped, I know some of the people they've helped, and I just think they're doing good work.
So I mean, you need to see everybody up there does.
Some of the other work, I'm like, I don't know. Personally, I don't care about the Chamber of Commerce for the Lights that much. I know our citizens do, so I support it. But as a person, okay, that's great, right? Pretty lights are great, and concerts are great, but people in need are really what we're about, I think. But I think some of the citizens are vehemently disagree.
If the Historic Preservation got 1,000 last year, they want 3,000. Cut that in half, 1,500, and get 1,500 to the help center.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on that door for me. If you guys are
good. And take it away from who?
Historic Preservation Society. Don't take away from Friends of Fort Fisher. They do a lot of good work down there. They have so many budget cuts.
Okay.
From the
That's
state.
True. They're getting all the state.
So
that's
consensus?
So I guess we have a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Want to weigh in on this?
Okay.
He smells the stoves.
So we have a recommendation from Joe.
It works for me, so let's get my consensus.
It works for me.
Okay.
Okay, so 1,500.
Yes. Yes. Should we have Joe repeat it?
So take the 1,500. Take 1,500 from Historic Society and put it into the health center.
Correct.
And whoever contacts the health center can say, I know you requested 1,500, but would you send us a new copy of your request?
Right.
The only other thing in your budget that this doesn't address is whether you're going to increase your pay or not.
Our
pension.
I'm just going to drink less.
I'm going to be a super Well, so
I can cut back on my hours because I'm getting paid less than about an hour right now. So.
Amen. I'm in there.
So I don't think we should consider pay increase for the contract. My view.
I agree for this year, but next year I think we should because we need more people signing up and actually running as opposed to volunteering at the end.
I agree.
So,
in fact, if you wanted to make it happen fiscal year that I am off the council, I would vote very, very much for a pay increase, and especially for your mayor, because as long as this town is a mayor council form of government, you have a choice. You can either have somebody as a figurehead who loves to go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner several times a week and put on lots of weight, or you can have somebody who gets really, really invested in the town and ends up working for less than a dollar an hour. And I would strongly, and the rest of you, if you feel like you're due a pay increase, that's great, but your mayor definitely needs to be paid more than what he or she is getting paid, and I'm willing to forego that time off the council.
Yeah, so I think we're in agreement, not this year, but next year, as we look at the budget, so put it on your action items for next year.
Yeah.
And I like what Emily said, make it go into effect after the turnover of council, so it'll only be a half a year before we put in that budget. Harlan, can you remember that one?
Do I have to remember next year's more this year?
Just Jim. So just the one guy that's like didn't get elected, can we just change that one?
So this is a labor of love.
Can I turn in overtime?
No.
Your salary?
No.
It came with the job.
Right, yeah. That's why there are two people.
And Arvin, I would also ask if through the league or whoever you could find out on mayor council forms of government, particularly with towns of our size or above, what the mayors are getting paid.
Yeah, that information.
We did that.
We get that. Yeah.
And I'm going to open up another can of worms that I swear somebody's going to burn my house down tonight, and you guys probably won't show up.
We'll show up.
But
we'll show up.
There's going to come a time, I'd say at least in the next 3 years, that we're going to have to seriously look at town manager. As some of our department heads who have been here for a long time and are used to just running everything on their own because they're so experienced and they know everything so well here, I think what we have is working. But at some point, we need to seriously talk about a town manager form of government. And
okay.
Can I go home and sleep on that?
That would require legislative action.
Oh, we got to get permission from Raleigh to do that, huh? Well, we get that.
Well, we get permission for that. Yeah, they would give us permission for that.
There's no problem in talking about anything.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, let's finish up emergency management, legal, and elections. They won't take long, we can maybe break for lunch and then start on parts of there. Since we're at 12:15. Emergency management's on page 8 of Arlen's. We've got 100 budgeted in there, we just left it in there. We've not had to really use it for anything, but just in case.
Right.
Something comes up, but that's only general fund, it's not split.
Yeah, and so the issue with that one is if we have a hurricane, Arlen will budget appropriately, we'll do contingency funding.
Oh, okay.
That's
just
right.
A placeholder?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we haven't spent it in the last 3 years. But if we have a hurricane, all the budgets will get adjusted if we have a hurricane. That's right. And really, we spend through the departments, not for this anyway. But if we ever had to, we've had the department set up, so.
Yeah, this is more material for supplies or maybe presentation or whatever if we needed that. Legal's on the same page. Legal is split between general fund and water fund for the best part. There's some that's not as much in water fund as general fund. General fund is $28,009. There's been no change in that. Again, I'm not talking with the attorney. In terms of his compensation.
Well, I can't speak for Mr. Eldridge, but I'm hunky dory.
Okay. And actually, water fund is the same amount. There's been no change in that budget. Any questions on legal? And then election, we don't have an election coming up in this fiscal year 17-18, so that's been zeroed out. So.
So we don't pay for the national elections. The county pays for all of them. We only pay when we're up. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's easy.
Sorry, any questions on any of that administration?
Move wheat subs.
It's going to be $1,000.
What?
$3,100 for all the ones.
Oh. Yeah? Jim was approved.
So we don't have to meet for fun this afternoon. Can we go in and do parks and rec?
Whichever.
Okay.
Hold on.
John's not being this man.
Yeah, be the baby.
He looks young. He's still young.
So how long would you be looking at?
Yeah.
6 month period or?
I mean, it's on and off throughout the year. Because 1 year when we just did the Special Olympics Polar Plunge, you know, they may come back or
part time on call.
It's very seasonal. We budgeted for 400 hours for this year, so that's that 6,000.
It's pretty much equal to November.
Yeah, and well, December if we're doing some New Year's and Christmas shows now at the Oceanfront. But in order to accommodate for that, we did trim down. We have 1,000 in overtime, and we usually just build comp time if we're working over the hours for the week. So we eliminated that, and there was 800 in telephone that we did away with, or was just extra. So, and then there was 3,000 in travel and training, but we also were able to utilize in other areas. So
would you look at Sunday at the park for part time, or would that be an overtime pay, or would that be straight with 600 hours pay?
That would be part of that part time.
Straight time pay for that individual. Okay.
Temporary temp,
okay.
Overtime was like if it was one of the full time staff members who was at an event, like
who was expected to be down there after they already did the full.
Yeah. And it was only those, I think we've used it before for like the holiday market or the street fest when they're putting a 12-hour day in.
Okay.
After putting in a full week as well.
Yeah.
But not, we didn't use it at all this last year. So.
Do you think working New Year's?
We will be this year, yes.
Well, I mean, it, just as a fair note, I know the revenue side of this has gone up significantly as well. So.
Right. And I have a bunch of information about revenue, but we can do that. So just to touch on a few of the expense items. With the summer programs that we can pay for, we try to really rein those in. We had a lot of input from the committee at first when we were doing them. So the last 2 years, we've kind of stabled off at the 12 concerts, and we budget $15,000 for them. We've come in right around $12,000 the last few years. So, and then the children and family program, we took $1,000 out of the Boogie in the Park budget and moved it to that family and children programs because we have added another program, so we have two different programs down there that we do pay for, but that gives us 13 programs of the story time and then 10 of another program, so we really are getting a lot for that. It comes about just over $5,000, so that expense is kind of stabled up, and I think we do have a good mix of what we're offering down there.
Do we have any kind of summer camp?
But we don't at the time have like a summer camp like sports related or different activities.
So the lifeguards do junior lifeguards as a fundraiser. Do you know if they do it 2 weeks soon? I think they do it at least twice.
Two, and I think three, maybe.
Maybe three, yeah. It's important having people sign up, but
they and they sell out. It's really popular.
So they do that as a fundraiser for their competition.
They've sold out the last couple of years.
Yeah.
To implement something like that would
So are we to every other weekend now? Is that Slack
first again? And third Sunday of May through October. So it extends into that shoulder season to a month. It's
Are we going to do the July 4th weekend like we did not do last year? I mean, because we had thought due to police and other
problems. Right. We have a thought because the first weekend is usually, the first Sunday is usually July 4th weekend. If it fell on the 4th, we would not have one. So it is the 5th, I believe, this year. That Sunday. So we have a concert, but we try to book someone that doesn't have a big drum. I think the big argument last year was they wanted Mark Roberts being on July 4th weekend. So.
Yeah, the Sunday's the 3rd.
Oh, the 3rd. So, okay.
Yeah.
So right before.
Yeah, the day before.
So we have a band, but it's a local reggae band that you know doesn't have that same draw. Or you don't want to put your biggest draw on the same weekend as your busiest weekend. So.
We purposely avoided that last year. Yes, we did.
I think that's a smart idea.
Right.
I mean, saturation, when it gets to 100% saturated, it's saturated. You can't, you just can't do it anymore.
Even the business community having to cheer that.
Yeah, how about letting the 4th alone instead of packing it down? Packing it down, Johnny, where you have all you can, and Labor Day.
We don't have anything there. Labor Day, the first Sunday is usually Labor Day weekend, so there is a concert, but again, we've had it every year, it's always been that. So
I thought last year we canceled it, didn't we?
That's because
and was it Memorial Day?
We didn't cancel, we don't do anything on the Fridays and Saturdays, and we don't book like a big name.
Well, you could book South Dakota weekend as much as the people leave.
That's a big name, that's a big problem right there.
But if you want us to look into that further, we certainly can.
I mean, what do you guys think? I just think that. I mean, the 4th is such a mess.
I think the biggest complaint I've heard, I can't remember the band that we booked that year.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people. We had officers on the street and we were driving, and people were upset because why are you having this concert if there's nowhere for us to park?
Right.
And that was the common thread we heard from people driving through trying to find a place to park.
All the feedback I have got, I mean, there are people who enjoy the concerts. I've gotten definite feedback from the business community that it said, hey, look, and I know how the police feel. I would think that we should probably push that weekend out or something. Maybe after seeing Memorial Day.
Yeah, we'll just get, I just think that, I mean, I know July 4th down here is a zoo, and I think this year is going to be even worse, personally, just what we've already seen. And I think having anything to encourage two more people on the 4th of July weekend is not needed and sort of adding to our pain, honestly.
Yeah. And so I agree, that's not a budget question. That's more or less, I don't think it's something we're going
to do. We've already advertised everything for this year, so maybe your direction is for next year is that nothing, no concert at all. The only thing is when we start mixing up the dates, advertising stuff gets very confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first and third, except this month and except that month.
Yeah. I understand the point. So I guess this year we don't learn, but I think. I'm assuming you guys told us about the calendar and we weren't smart enough to think about it at the time in November, right? I'm assuming that we approved your calendar somewhere. So shame on us.
Not really.
Sorry, Chief. What?
No, okay. Not really.
Okay, well, then shame on you. Then shame on you guys. So, for action this year, can you bring the calendar to us so we can talk about it? Because it sort of sucks that we've already advertised when we think we would be smarter than that.
I mean, the calendar, unless you want a separate meeting, is done before the budget calls.
Fine, then bring it to us to approve in November or whenever you guys do it.
Well, from my perspective, I mean, if we're okay with the dollars, I mean, I think we should. I want to do your job, right? But I do think there are areas where we could say, let's not do this, let's not do that. I won't tell you who to do. I mean, who to use or any of that stuff. Okay. Just a matter of maybe you to input and do our concerns about flexibility, traffic, parking, that even though it might be a great idea, we may want you to back off of that one. But I'm not questioning the budget at least on that point. So I don't think it needs to be a budget item or done before a budget. We definitely need to do it before you book.
Or you can just say the concert's May, from June, July, and August, from holiday, starting Memorial Day through Labor Day.
That's what I was going to advocate. I think we're getting to see this year what happens, well, for the holidays, just the holidays, holiday weekends in there. Because I think we're going to see, we're going to be maxed out Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day this year, unless there's a big storm. Because gas prices are low, people are starting to feel good about money again, the marketing guys are doing advertisements, we got free parking, it's going to be a zoo.
You know, July this year has five Sundays, and I think, if I'm looking at it right, it has five Sundays next year. So you could still do it twice during the month, but maybe do it the second or fourth.
But again, we got into that when we had some things on the first Friday and some things on the third Friday.
That's what we were talking about.
I would say this. I think it'd be easier for us to manage that disparity than it would be to handle what's going on during those weeks. So yeah. I know it's a pain, but.
We'll just say that it is the same schedule as last year, and we've always talked to the police separately about that schedule. And if it fell on the actual holiday, we would cancel, but we had distracted book.
And this may be a good test.
Yeah,
see
exactly.
How it goes, and then, I mean, if it's just totally off the wall,
yeah.
Then next year have it this fourth Sunday.
I think we're locked into a test plate.
Well, I mean, we try to look at what Carolina Beach is doing, and we're doing the Chambers doing concerts too, and we have a very small window when there's not something else going on somewhere, which is how we came up with the first and the third.
Well, that's probably why they're not going on July 4th.
You can give us a if you don't want anything during the summer, we won't do anything during the summer. I don't think the bands have booked or anybody that anybody would make a special Christmas to come to see. Is that a true statement? But I mean, Dennis can tell you what kind of issues there were last year on the holiday weekends. We took a lot of grief last year.
How many people?
On July 4th and mid-day. We took a lot of grief.
Fine. I'll be glad to be back there for them, too. Whatever.
How many people come to the concerts? I mean, I'm saying this because of
300 to 600,
okay. So I think there are a lot of people who appreciate those concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say blow them all away.
Right.
I'm just saying let's not add 300 to 600. Let's not.
A lot of them are still
on the market.
Exactly.
That's
what
I think too.
Right. So I think we should do some, but we should do some, just let's not exacerbate the bad weekends.